This is a WUKY News in-depth report.
WUKY is commemorating African American History Month, and with me again in the studio is Yvonne Giles with the Isaac Scott Hathaway African American History Museum. It's in the Robert H. Williams Cultural Center on Georgetown Street. Yvonne?
Thank you, Alan. I'm glad to be here again.
And what is the theme for African American History Month at the museum?
The theme this year at our museum is coinciding with the national theme, Black Women in American Culture and History. And it's very, very appropriate because we are in the building that was founded by the 16 women who incorporated the colored orphan home. Their stories have not been nearly as well told as they need to be. So we've made it our mission this year to start talking about these women, providing biographical information about them, listing what they did as individuals as well as a group for this organization, the Colored Orphan Home. Their lead organizer was Ebel Mitchell Jackson. She was a free black born in Perryville, Danville, Kentucky, to Mary and Monroe Mitchell. They had been enslaved but had managed to purchase their freedom. Ebel was educated in the school system there in Danville, as she told in a biographical sketch in 1894 that she was allowed to go to the free colored school in Danville. From there, her parents sent her to Ohio to attend the public school there, and she graduated, came back to Kentucky, and was teaching at a Sunday school in Danville when she was introduced to John Fee.
Of Berea College.
Of Berea College, yes. He was there visiting and observed her and talked to her parents and to Ebel and suggested that she become a teacher at Camp Nelson. Now, Camp Nelson was the military encampment there in Jessamine County, and they had set up a school for the former enslaved soldiers and their families who had come to the camp. He was instrumental in getting her hired by the American Missionary Association. She went to camp, and unfortunately, prejudice existed among the other teachers. So she had challenges to face, and with John G. Fee's support, she managed to stay there for a brief period of time. But John G. Fee did leave camp on occasion, and in one of those occasions, she was asked to leave because the other teachers did not want her living in the same living quarters and eating at the table with them. And she, at the age of 16, told them that she was not leaving on Saturday because she had to do her laundry. She couldn't leave on Sunday because that was Sabbath, and she did not leave till Monday. At 16, it just amazes me that she would have this much self-assurance that she could tell somebody, you know, I will leave on my own terms. She decided to go back to school herself in 1867, and of course she went to Berea. She stayed there for 3 years until she married her husband, Jordan Carlisle Jackson, Jr., in 1871. And one of the biggest accomplishments that she will always be recognized and known for is the establishment of the Colored Orphan Home, and there's a whole story behind that.
Which you can read about and learn more about by going to the Isaac Scott Hathaway African American History Museum. Yvonne, we want to thank you for stopping by again as we commemorate African American History Month this month.
Thank you.